Pinkus brings a marshal. Was a hospital. It had a department. Like mamish, the most dangerous sick people were there. Mamish, everyone like five pikuach nefesh is together. Mamish. It was a young doctor. They called him. They told him that tonight he has to be in charge. Said, I'll be in charge, you know, such, every guy here needs 20 doctors on one. I mean, I'm in charge of the whole section of the hospital. They said, listen, you know, today the matzah, we can't afford more doctors. You have to be in charge. He said, I could be in charge. You know, it's so dangerous. It's so, listen, this is what we could. We can't afford, you know, we have to manage what we have. If you see things are very bad, you'll call for help. It's a special number, and you know, doctors will come. We can't have everyone here. We have people on call, but it's your shift tonight. You have to be here. He says, you sure? He said, listen, you're here. This is the number. If it's a problem, you have to call. He starts, you know, after 5 minutes, he runs from this patient to that patient to this patient. You know, it gets more. Mommy, he's running around and around. 3 o'clock by night, mamish, like one sick guy, is mamish collapsing, he's busy on the other side. It's another guy, is mamish running to the other side, going back to the first side. A guy dies. They take him to court, tell him, you know, you're the doctor and a guy died. He said, what do you want? One doctor, such a department. What do you want from me? One doctor and so much sick people, it's not shaykh. They tell him, no, you're going to jail. Because of you, someone died. He says, because of me, someone died. I'm telling you, I told him in the beginning, it's so dangerous, so much sick people, no one could live. I mean, what's wisdom from me? I tell him, no, you caused that someone will die. He says, I? So yes. We told you, if it's very hard, there's a number to call. Why didn't you call? Why didn't you call? They told you, we know that it's very dangerous. We know that it's very difficult. But we told you, there's a number to call. And if you can manage, you call that number and we help. You didn't call. You killed a person. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do tshuva. But it's very hard. It's kimat impossible. He tells us to yell and to scream, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho Venoshuva. To ask, to beg. To ask and to beg. And if we don't ask and we don't beg, we don't have an excuse. I want to tell you, maybe it's too sharp. Well, a lot of times people invite me to chasanas, to weddings. Sometimes I go, sometimes I don't go. Everyone is like that. I'll tell you who for sure I don't go to. The guy that bumps into me in the street and tells me, oh, you know, I'm getting married tomorrow. I never go. If he didn't bump into me, he would not invite me, yeah? Because Punky bumped into me, I have to go to the wedding. If it's important for him that I'll go to his wedding, at least he will come to my seat, send me an invitation. Well, he bumped into me and gave me an invitation. Moichel Tavis, yeah? Maybe I'm very selfish, but I'll tell you, this is the way I am, yeah? Most people are like that. It's people that ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for Siyata Dishmaya. But you know, when they do it, every time when they bump into him, 3 times a day you bump into him, yeah? Shachas Milcha Mayim. You bump into him. So what if you bump into him 3 times? When you bump into someone 3 times, he doesn't feel you need it. You are most sit down in the corner and cry. Ribbono Shel Olam, give me siyata dishmaya, I will chab the sugya. Ribbono Shel Olam, give me siyata dishmaya, that I will be a different person, I will manage to do the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. Try. I'm telling you, when someone comes over to invite me, I come. Even more, yeah? There's a guy who gives out invitations to everyone. Shh. Someone gives out invitations to everyone. So, he passes New Year, he gives you also an invitation. Other night, yeah? Someone comes to your house to invite you. Oh, came to my house to invite me. Why he says it's very important for me that I will come to the wedding. If it's very important for me that I will come to the wedding, say it. He thinks about it twice. Shana'an de Rezach. The Ribbono Shel Olam told us it has to work with davening. It has to work with tefillah. It has to work with bakasha. But he's waiting for us to daven. He's waiting for us to ask. A person could pass all of his life and he never just went to the corner in his room 12 o'clock by night and daven to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me siyata dishmaya, give me a koyach to learn, give me a koyach to do tshuva, open my eyes, give me the siyata dishmaya. I'm telling you, he's waiting. Guys, yeah, but every time I daven 18 hours is garnished. You bump into him. Some people, when they bump into you, they nooch, they stand near you for an hour. Okay, so you're coming to my wedding, you go? I don't go to these weddings. If someone takes his point, yeah. No, it's not because now is the time to daven, he's davening. He makes the effort to come over and to invite you. You feel that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Zel Bezach. It's exactly the same. But you have to do it. So this is the Aleph Beis. Person will come to the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Yemei Aslichas. Next time we'll meet, we'll be already in the middle of Yemei Aslichas. To start to touch the Yemei Aslichas. But to beg for Siyata Dishmaya, to ask. Not to be like this doctor and say, but I couldn't. Hashem said, I gave you, I told you you could ask. I said, but I can't. I can't learn. I don't have a cheshek. I don't have gishmak. You asked? So till now, people say, yeah, I asked. I said, Atochinen. I said, Hashiveinu. Avarabo. It's like seven places that, you know, you bump in and you ask. Hashem said, yeah, I'm sad that everyone asks. But you asked? You begged? Don't say you can't. Then you go to the corner. I know so much G'dayli Yisrael. I went into their rooms at different times. When I was younger. I'm younger so now, but I was even more younger. I remember they had under the Gemara Sefer Tehillim. Shver Sugya, the Tehillim, 2 minutes. Closed it. Nevaita. And it's Badu Kumenusa. He's waiting for it. The Ribbono Shel Olam. So this is the Aleph. You have to start the S. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho v'noshuva Chadesh Yameinu kekedem Al tashlicheinu milfanecho. Give us the siyata dishmaya. Give us the koichas. This is what a person has to ask. A person has to beg. But now to the Etzem Avodah Aleinu. Chazal tell us that Chodesh Elul, the Mazel of Chodesh Elul, is Mazel Psula. What is Mazel Psula? Psula, she never got married yet. She's a Psula. Aisha's Ish that is Mezana. She's also al bailo. So now Mosuke, she's ish that is mezana, is also al bailo. We have a ish's ish that is not mezana. She's mutal al bailo. But she's a ish's ish. She's not new. She's not fresh. Elul, the mazel of Chodesh Elul, is mazel psula. The Mefoshim explain the secret of Chodesh Elul is Psula. Rabbi Yehuda speaks about the tshuva. Rabbi Yehuda said a person will throw away his averes and he starts ki'ilu hu b'riyo chadosho. Ki'ilu hu b'riyo chadosho. He starts from fresh. The koyach of tshuva is anaya aschole. To start everything from the beginning. This is the koyach of avodas tshuva. What is the pshat that this is the koyach of avodas tshuva to start everything from fresh, everything from the beginning? I want to explain a little bit. The musig of starting everything from the beginning, everything from fresh. A person has to start, when he decides he's doing tshuva, everything from fresh, everything from the beginning. It's for bad and it's for good. Eshes Ishtar was not mezane, she's not fresh. Eshes Ishtar, she was not mezane. She was mezane once, so you have to do tshuva, right? So you say, okay, so I throw away the averus, I drop the averus. About chutzim that she was married already for 20 years. Yeah, she has averus, she drops. No. Zag v'Rabbi Yehuda kebriyo chadosho from start. Kivyochel, you can't even take your schusim with you. Not like kivyochel remembers a schusim. But the pshat is, if a person will not have a back package, he will not have a baggage, he will not have his pass, and he'll be born today. He never davened yet in his life. For sure he will daven k'mo shetzorich, he will learn k'mo shetzorich. Everything is new. Everything is starting from the beginning. He doesn't have a pass. The avoda of a tshuva, of a chodesh elul, mazel psula, to start ki'ilu its beginning. Ki'ilu its fresh. Kilo never. I was never here. I'm starting from the beginning. So I want a little bit to be masbir. How we get to that koyach that we have to start it. You know, a lot of time, person has imaginations. What would be in Gan Eden? So they tell him in Gan Eden, be tzaddikim yoishvim, v'ne'anim mizim ha'shchina. So he tells to himself, okay, but I hope that will also be like very gishmak, yeah? I'm not a tzaddikim neni miziv ha-shchina, but so it'll be very good, yeah? It's not only like you're just sitting and learning. So I'll be sitting and learning, I will enjoy it very much. But he wants to be sure that it will be very good, yeah? He's all nervous, yeah? But hopefully that it's like very good, yeah? He's nervous, he doesn't want that it'll be just tzaddikim yoishim neni miziv ha-shchina. Hopefully it will be much more than nice today, yeah? Why? So the Mefoshim explain, they give a mashal like that. If you will ask someone from a couple hundred years ago, what was Gan Eden? What do you think is Gan Eden? So someone from a couple hundred years ago will tell you, you know what is Gan Eden? To be in a room, if it's hot, you press a button and it gets cold. If it's cold, you press a button, it gets warm. If you're thirsty, you press, cold drinks comes out. If you want a hot drink, you press, hot drink comes out. You need water, you open the tap, water comes out. Laundry, you don't have to go to the river. You put it in a box, it comes out clean. You want to dry it, you put it in another box. You want to cook, you don't have to put it in the oven. You put it inside a box, you turn something, it comes out, it's cooked. This was someone from 300 years ago. You need light? No candles. You press a button. Want more light? Another button. More light? Another button. This was the dream of a person. And you know, people went in and jumped into the fire to be in that place, yeah? Avisenu, they jumped in to the fire, and they believe, you know where they're going? To that little box, yeah? We have it here, yeah? Someone will put you in such a box forever, you'll tell them the biggest jail in the world, yeah? But Rabbi Seinu, for such a matzav, yeah, of a room with a button cold, a button hot, washing, drying, water, cold drink, coal could come out of the wall. All of the geshmak is achem. People were masking to jump into the fire. My son Efesh, to be in a Gan Eden. This was imagination of an old village person, what would be Gan Eden. Yeah. For us today, this is a jail. What is a Gan Eden? Maybe a plane and a boat, yeah? 5 slaves, 20 slaves, yeah, all different kind. When someone has that, say it gonish, what is Gan Eden? More. The answer is, the Holy Lamaze is Hevel Avolim Be'etz. It's Be'etz and Hevel Avolim. Alamol, go to the richest chasana that people had 300 years ago, 400 years ago. The biggest gvir in the shtot. You know what he served in the chasana? Everyone got a piece of white bread. Everyone had a pitcher of water near him. Everyone got a piece of chicken to eat. And there was a candle on every table, yeah? And maybe even some vegetables. And everyone in that gvir, in the end of the chasana, went home and says, yeah? Today, the poorest person from having such a chasana, he will be crying the whole chasana, yeah? So why that person enjoyed it? Because no one had it. So it's not really gishmak what he had. Olam hazeh be'etzem is hevel avolim. No, we're so small, Hashem put it in such a bubble, that in every generation we feel that, yeah, but if I would have that, everything would be good. Yeah? The richest person in the world would have such a room, gishmak, ear, everything. In the old days, you'll say, if I have such a matzav, I would learn day and night. Today, guys, if I have 5 floors, I'll learn day and night, yeah? But, person, if I have 5 white horses that could take me somewhere, that's a ginu, yeah? Today, he needs limousines to make him to feel if I would have that. Why I'm saying that? When a person is coming to be close to Hashem, to do tshuva, to change himself, to build himself up, he has to understand all of the Olam Hazeh, if you want to put it in words for Gan Eden, it's a joke. It changes. If you have a generation, it's Andre Musik. The same thing Gehenim. We only could know what is suffering, a fire, a knife, another blood, another pain. This is what we call Gan Eden, Gehenna. We don't know what is Gehenna, we don't know what is Gan Eden. All it's very small in our world. When a person is misboinen, and he understands that all of these things had garnished. Not what I think is Gan Eden. Gan Eden is Neni, Meziva, Shechinah, is the real Hanoah. That is a real Hanoah that goes weiter and weiter and weiter and weiter. Without an end. Without an end. This is the real Hanoah that a person could have. Avad, we don't understand that. We don't understand what it means Neni, Meziva, Shechinah. But this is the real Hanoah that a person could have. A real Hanoah that a person could have is Neni, Meziva, Shechinah. We don't know what it is. We don't know what it is. Hashem will give us the Siyata Dishmaya, we'll be Zoyche. But if someone will think that the Gan Eden is the pieces of Olam Hazeh that he thinks in this world, it's only because he's inside this world. So he's missing this pieces of Olam Hazeh. And he hopes maybe in Gan Eden I'll do so much mitzvahs, I'll get a lot of pieces of Olam Hazeh. But when you come there, it's nothing. It doesn't exist. There's no gishmak in it. But Avraham Avinu enjoys another piece of steak. A double steak. Avraham Avinu has shaychus to it. We will also not have shaychus to it. And not, Chaval will not have shaychus to it, yeah? So let me happen this in this world. It's nothing. It really doesn't exist. A person has to mitzayir it to himself. I'm not saying to put too much hours into it, but to mitzayir it to himself. We understand that, he says, so the etzem, the tachlis is to be Eved Hashem. The tachlis is to be Eved Hashem. To serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the tachlis of the Bria. The tachlis of the Bria. The tachlis of the Bria is to serve Hashem. This is the tachlis. Hashem could do everything. He doesn't need help. If he wants, he gives you everything. And if he doesn't want, nothing happens to you. You know, You're young, over life, you see it, b'chush. Everything what you think is bad for you, in the end you find out that it's the best for you. What you think is the best for you could be the worst thing for you. Hashem takes care of everyone. When a person starts to think about this akore, and Hashem tells you now, in these two weeks, start everything from fresh. And I want to explain. We have a avoid of Rosh Hashanah, and we'll get to the avoid of Malchias. But before the avoid of Malchias, the avoid to get ready to Rosh Hashanah is to start from fresh. And I will explain to you the difference of starting from fresh is doing tshuva. Doing tshuva, that we'll be doing in a Sarasim tshuva, would be how to keep this Hanoga for a whole year. Lemaise, daily, to learn 12 hours a day, it's hard. Daily, to daven with kavona, three tefillos, and when you meet Hashem, and when you don't meet Hashem, to add tefillos, it's a hard avoida. Daily, not to speak Lashon Hara, it's a very hard avoida. How I plan to keep it for a whole year? What is my plans for the whole year? This is Asaris Emitshuva. But we have two parts before that. The first part is the Slichas, is Yemei Slichas, the end of Elul, that this is this week, and it steps into the next week, that is Yemei Slichas. Said Rishir Shavoida explains, and this Avoida we start to get ready to be fresh. Rabbi Yehuda says, how you do it? Rav Emar, I said again, like, you have to learn Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Emar, Ozvi Es Hashem. I mean, the Tachlis is the Ribbono Shel Olam. This world is 90 years, 100 years. It's forever to be with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Forever. What I will answer him? But I wanted to have a good time. But I wanted to eat a good... This is what I will answer. I know I could start from fresh. Hashem gives a koyach elul, koyach psulo, to start everything from the beginning. Kelo yoyo. And the avoida is, kilo I started today. As a koyach of tshuva, when a person puts himself in such an atmosphere, kilo my first tefillah in my life. Someone will start now, the first tefillah in his life. Screaming and yelling, the first tefillah in his life. He's starting the first tefillah in his life. Ki'ilu, it's everything from the beginning. He's keeping snorim, ki'ilu, it's the first time that he's keeping snorim. He's learning, it's ki'ilu, the first time he's learning. He's keeping Shabbos, ki'ilu, the first time he's keeping Shabbos. Derech Eretz, Lashon Hara. Forget about Man of Shabbat. If I did so bad, how I will do tshuva? We have later Avoida. Asarasim tshuva, Yom HaKippurim. Now the Avoida is Psula. Psulas Yisrael. We're coming fresh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like when a person comes to a yeshiva, even if it's a shvacher bacher, first 2 weeks he behaves like a good boy. Falls, then again he falls in between the cracks, yeah? But at the beginning when he comes, if he starts to behave bad when he comes, this is mamish a terrible bacher, yeah? He starts, then he doesn't manage, no. We're starting. A person has to put himself, I'm in a start. I'm starting. We have less than 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah. A person makes a cheshbon. I'm starting everything from fresh. I'm starting everything from fresh. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants for me. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. I'm starting fresh. And he stops and he davens, Hashem, give me the siyata dishmaya to understand the learning, to do tshuva. Again, like we said last time, Yazir Hashem lashovim kasher ein yodo maseges. Don't think it's hard. It's only the beginning. Bischuli Pesach kepitri shel machat, v'ani yeftach lechem Pesach kepitri shel ulam. I'll say, how I will start fresh. forget about your friends, forget about your cousins, forget about your family, forget about everyone. I'm now 2 weeks afresh. Rabbi Yehuda said, this is Yesoida Tshuva. Yesoida Tshuva is a person starts ki'ilu, he never did it before. Ki'ilu, he started now. Elu is a psula, not Eishas Ish. To fix the Eishas Ish Zinsa is not to say sorry. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'areyu kebriyo chadosho. When a person behaves and puts himself in such a position, I'm starting. It's new. It's fresh. When a person puts himself in such a position, the Ribbono Shel Olam is mischaber with him. We have to know the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is to be knit back by the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's two ways. You know, when you come to a king and you ask him a favor, sometimes he gives it, sometimes he doesn't. Tell you how much connections you have, how much pull you have, right? But there's one people that the king the whole time takes care of them, is his kids. Yeah, they go off the derech, he tries to fix them, he tries to give them tutors, he tries to teach them why. His kids, he helps. His kids, alamol, have to be good. He has to look after them. Boni matim la'ashem elekeich. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, we're kids. But he's asking us, come. You know, you have a kid. I heard once a givaldi commercial. But this is the imek avoida. It's a kid that is off the derech. The father tries to bring him back. You know, nowadays we see it, le'aleinu, left and right and right and right. Yeah? And you know, he's off the derech, he first takes off this, then his yarmulke becomes smaller, then his pants become jeans, and you know, he's getting off the derech. And every time he comes home with the father, yeah, you know, the father tries to put him on the table, you know. Over the years, the father, his hair becomes white, you know, nebach was coming ton. And again, the kid comes back and forth. One day the kid comes home, he looks like a yeshiva bacher, he says to his father, you know, I decide I'm changing. Oh, the father gets so excited, he's all into him, yeah. But the kid didn't do nothing, but he decided that he's changing. He's starting everything from fresh. If he doesn't come back, he just says, you know, okay, I'm back home. I'm sorry what I did. So the father says, hey, you're not sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Yeah. But if he comes with a jacket, I'm starting from fresh. Everything, we're turning the page, the parents. This is the way they tell you to do. Turn the page, starts from fresh. And I'm telling you, every psychologist says, Alamol, you know, when, the more, you know, you hear Ma'ilam Achitzin, you hear Mamash Da'avoyda, you know, Malchusa Da'ale, they tell you what to do with these kids. So you try to bring them to a point, you know what, forget about the packet, forget what you did, they did to you. Start from fresh. The Hainu, this is the koiches that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to Tshuva. It's not only that this is the way to deal with the kid. It's a musik, side like a kid with a father. You start from fresh. It's the only way to take care of it. We don't mention nothing. We don't know what happened yesterday. From now, it's new. This is the koyach of the avoida. But when a person starts from fresh, he has to be complete. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us yemei harachmim veharotzim. If a person takes these 2 weeks, and I'm saying it's 2 weeks of avoida. It's Mamash left 5 days to the Avodah of Elul, and then we have the 7 days of the Avodah of Tshuva, of Slichas, of preparing for Malchias. So this is Avodah Gedolah Me'od. There's no one to be Magdim. But this is the Yesoid Be'etzim. For a person, I'm saying these three things. First, to take moments, to ask him to help. He promised to help. But you were there the whole night, running from bed to bed, from Sugya to Sugya. But you didn't turn over Hashem, just help me please. The Steibler told someone once that when you daven for money, maybe he will give you, maybe not. You daven for friends, maybe he will give you, maybe not. You daven for covet, maybe he will give you, maybe not. If you daven, help me to be a Eved Hashem. He could never say no. So it says, if you don't daven for it, you are pikoiris. People daven for that the parents will be healthy, that the kid will be healthy, that the sister will have a shidduch, everything, yeah? That maybe you will not listen. David is saying to us, Hashem, give me, I want to be the Eved Hashem. The Eved Hashem completely. Hashem said, you want for sure. He would never say no for that. Why he would say no for that? There's no reason to say no. Only if you don't believe that he listens. Well, that's the thing of a yarmulke, yeah? But the answer is, I said, someone asked me, but I daven all of my life. I met a guy 50 years old. I asked him if he davened once, not in Shmonesra. Or not when he went punk to the Kaiso. Then punk to the Kaiso, you also bump into him when you go to the Kaiso. Yeah, he's there. I said, Stan, you went one like in the middle of the day. Hashem, please. No. So okay. I said, I also don't go to this chasanas. So the first thing, to take these 2 weeks. I'm not saying during the whole year. 12 o'clock by night. I'm not saying to go to Mizbeidet. We're not that group, yeah? About, take 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Sample the healing. Not to read it. To daven, Hashem, help me, help me. To do tshuva, to start from fresh. Aleph. And to start beis. The hanoge fresh. I'm starting from new. I'm not thinking about what happened. These 2 weeks will be a different kind of hanoge. My tefillahs will be mamish givaldik. My shmonesre. My learning. My zdori. My kedusha. Everything will be a different person. Psula. If a person will do that, Anila doidi v'doidi li, the Ribbono shel Olam will give us siyata dishmaya. And in that moment we will be the kids of Hashem. And when a person does it, even if it's a little bit, Yazir Hashem lashovim. But this is the avoida of Chodesh Elul. And it's a special siyata dishmaya. And when a person starts like that, I'm telling you, try. Everything. Night Seder, morning Seder, afternoon Seder, Ben Azdorim. I'm a different person. I started my life from today. For 2 weeks. I want to be the whole year. After Rosh Hashanah, we'll have a avoide how to plan what I could do, what I not could do. And this is the oimik for Shaitan Sforim, that in these days you have to behave better. It's not to fake it. It's to start to behave from fresh. And Be'ez Hashem, we will have the Siyata Dishmaya.